Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
That's right. It is time for another Insider here, and we go to the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. By the way, shout out to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up here on KFH each and every morning. Wyatt, you look up all of a sudden on Saturday, and K-State's out to this huge lead against West Virginia. Pretty much at that, from that point on, it just kind of became, all right, let's maintain this lead. And that's exactly what they did. You know, they got outplayed in the second half, but it's okay. Like they came in, they got that going, and then they did what they needed to the rest of the way for their biggest win of the year.
Well, it really was. And so needed to stop a 6-game losing streak and one of frustration, certainly, because they had come close a couple of 2 or 3 times in those 6 games. They really did put it all together early. I thought they did a good job on Javon Small. He still ended up with 22, which tells you how good he is. I think he was 7 of 16 from the floor. But I think they did so many quality things over a much longer stretch in this game than they had in any probably in quite some time, if not for the entire year. Great balance in scoring, as an example, 5 guys in double figures. You got some bench production too. You know, I did an interview after the game and was asked about, you know, the key going forward. And I said David Gasson, and then I walked out of the arena thinking, you know, maybe I should have said Doug McDaniel, because the constant is in the 2 conference wins. Doug's had 17 points in one game against Cincinnati and 15 in this one, and his turnover rate is down. His focus is better. Lots of things on the table we can talk about there, but I thought he was a key part of the ballgame for sure.
You know, Wyatt, of course, the game, you know, starts out with the Wildcats jumping out to a 19-2 lead. And you could, even just watching it on TV, you could tell just the energy, you know, inside Bramlage was there for sure. And just the fact that they were able to not only hit their shots, but on the defensive end of the floor, hold West Virginia down at least to start that game. And, you know, that I know that's the kind of start that Jerome Tang has been looking for a long time. What do you attribute that fast start to?
Well, I think a couple of things. It's a good observation. One, because I think the defense was stellar, and I think it led also to some really good quality offense. It's a funny game that way, right? Because once you kind of get it going on both ends, you get into this comfort level, and when you're making shots, it makes it look really good. I think the preparation was good. I think this is a team that, even though they had lost, as I said, you know, 6 in a row and had a couple of 2 or 3 close games there, I think the guys felt like they were getting closer. They haven't given up. It's been frustrating. I'm not going to deny that and all of that. But once the validation comes early in the game and it's like, wow, here we go, the fans are excited. Now you're really digging in and playing good defense. They also did a good job on the glass. Points in the paint were relatively even, but certainly an advantage there to K-State. I just feel like this is a team that we know has warts, but when they're at their best, everybody is contributing. We talked about Doug McDaniel briefly. Max Jones has been really pretty consistent lately, but look at some of the other guys. I thought CJ Jones may have played arguably his best game of the year. I'm not even real sure if it's all that close, to be honest with you. Coleman didn't necessarily shoot the ball well, but his role has changed some too, and I think he's embraced that. So there is progress, but this is hard. I mean, we've got Oklahoma State in here on Wednesday and then go to Ames. So let's see if they can get those Cowboys on Wednesday and hopefully build a little bit moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because you don't know if, like, is that game a product of an incredible start and how much can you replicate that, I think.
Right.
Is that repeatable to play that way? But I will say, like, it's still out there. We were talking about that. Tom and I were at the same place watching the game, and it's like, you know, like, what's crazy about the Big 12 is every game you play, almost every game you play, is like a quad one kind of a game. Like, there are so many opportunities to win big time games. If you look at the rest of K-State's schedule, I think it's 12 games. There are only three where they're going to be relatively big underdogs. They'll be at Ames. They'll get Kansas again, maybe Arizona, but that's at home. And then another home one against Iowa State. So 3-4, whatever you want to look at it. Like, otherwise, they're going to be, at least before the game starts, the thought will be that they can compete in this game. So when you talk about, like, replicating that start, like, how much do you think they can move forward with the way that they played Saturday? Because there's still enough games out there for them to win and do something this year.
Sure, I agree with all of that. And I think it's a good point, to be honest with you, because how much can they replicate? Let's start there. I don't know that you can replicate that type of start in terms of making baskets, because they were stellar there in the first part of the game. I mean, it's 19-2 with 12-17 to go in the first half. I don't know that you can shoot it like that all the time. But in terms of the effort and some of those types of things, and just getting down and grinding, as I like to say, where you're playing good defense, you're rebounding offensively, you're moving, cutting, screening. They've tweaked the offense some, and I think that's helped them also. But again, I think it's the rebounding has been better. The turnovers have been better. Most everything across the board has been a little bit better of late. I mean, they didn't play well in the last 12 minutes of the game in Waco, as you guys know. But if you look at from the start of the game to that point, they were pretty good. The zone killed them. And I think we'll probably see more zone going forward. I thought that took Doug McDaniel out of the game in Waco. And he's, again, I'm going to repeat this, I think he is a key factor. I don't think David isn't. I don't mean it that way. David's been our most consistent guy. Everybody that I talk to that covers the league loves his energy and what he's doing. But, hey, in this league, you better have good point guard play. And K-State's had better point guard play lately. 100% true.
In the game on Saturday, Wyatt, 5 Wildcats finished in double figures, and I felt like, as far as distributing the basketball, that really, I think, was a key factor in the fact that they not only were able to jump out to the lead, but win comfortably, because you had 26 made field goals on 16 assists. And, you know, we've seen Doug McDaniel be a facilitator offensively, but he was both that and a scorer on Saturday. You mentioned that, you know, he's going to be a key factor moving forward this season for the Wildcats, but I think it was a nice change of pace to see such a balanced offensive attack from the Wildcats.
Absolutely. And again, I'll be repetitive here, but that's when they're at their best. Again, they have flaws. There are things that happen from time to time that hurt them. But I do think they're starting to, again, winning that game is going to validate some of the things that the coaches have been preaching and teaching. And the guys are, I mean, they know. It's been a tough stretch. What I like is when we had David Gasson out of the broadcast site there in the post game following Coach Tang, one of the first things he said was, this is great and we're going to celebrate tonight, but it's back to work. Doesn't do us any good if we don't make it happen again on Wednesday night. I'm paraphrasing there, of course, but, and that's exactly right. I guess what I would say is you'd need to have some validation at some point that, hey, we're making progress. A win is a big part of that, and I hope that it helps them moving forward. It's not going to be easy. I don't think this is a team that against this schedule is capable of ripping off 7 or 8 in a row. That's I don't think that's what the Big 12 is, unless you're Houston, and maybe Iowa State. So work to do, but it was a good step, no question about it.
Good step. See if it's repeatable. The next one is the most important one, obviously, and the next one is Oklahoma State, a chance for a little redemption there at home. The Cowboys, you know, at the time we were all maybe the most disappointed in that game. And then, of course, you had a really bad one the next game. But now a chance to, you know, to sort of get back to where we thought they should be. And you can win a game against Oklahoma State in the standings, right? That's a team, game by game, Wyatt, a team with the same record as you in the Big 12 standings. Jump them. Go beat them. Jump them. Get your revenge. Like, this one's easy to hype for if you're Jerome Tang.
Absolutely true. And I do think there can be some motivation from the game in Stillwater, because they had every opportunity to win that game and just didn't do enough quality things. What's going to have to be different with the game in Stillwater as opposed to here, they're going to have to do a better job of guarding Abu Usman, their center. He ripped K-State in the game in Stillwater. I think they did a pretty good job against most everybody else. But he really hurt them. And he, that's one area, too, where I think K-State has got to be better. They have been hurt, you know, by big men. We saw it with Hunter Dickinson and Lawrence as an example. And not that he didn't do that to everybody, but you get, there's another area where improvement is needed. And hopefully they can make a step there.
I wonder, Wyatt, you know, talking about this upcoming game against Oklahoma State and then thinking about the way that the Wildcats played on Saturday. While it was a very balanced offensive performance from, you know, the starters and, you know, basically several different players from Kansas State, we're not seeing, and probably it's a good thing, right, to not seeing a guy like Coleman Hawkins put up 25, or, you know, it's much, much, much more balanced. And I wonder, I thought that he was most valuable when he was actually the one passing as opposed to the one scoring, which is kind of a different mentality than I think what a lot of people thought he would be this season for the Wildcats. And then with Doug McDaniel, it was the opposite as well. Do you anticipate we'll continue to see that moving forward? Is that going to be kind of the game plan where, rather than having a guy like Hawkins be your focal point offensively, Jerome Tang wants to kind of spread that out?
I love the subject, Tommy, and I think it's a really great point. I wanted to mention earlier in this little setting how well I thought in some areas that Coleman Hawkins played. In the game, pregame, before the game on Saturday, I introduced myself to Darren DeVries. I had never met him, and we talked for just a couple of 3 or 4 minutes. And I asked him about Coleman, and he very much praised his ability as a passer. Said he thought it was his best attribute, and said he even called him an elite passer for his size in this league. And I think when you look at what K-State has done in terms of progress here lately, that's a big part of it. Doug taking better care of the ball. We've seen even David Castillo in a little bit longer stretches be solid. He hasn't scored consistently, but some of the other things has been better. And so, again, it goes back to what we're talking about. Do what you do. And Coleman as a passer, they need him to score too. Don't get me wrong. If he could be a, you know, 12-7-6 guy, and I know that's pretty good, man, you take it. And I think K-State will benefit moving forward if he's closer to that most nights.
And that's what he's kind of been his whole career. So we'll watch it. Yeah. All right, Wyatt, you guys will have the call against Oklahoma State here Wednesday night, right here on the home of Wildcat Athletics. We're looking forward to it. Enjoy another home game. All this time you get to spend there in Manhattan. It must be nice.
It is nice, especially the way this thing goes, where you got two at home and two on the road. That week feels really good. The weeks where you're, you know, gone, not quite so much, but hey, welcome to the 12, right? That's what the coaches say all the time. Welcome to the 12.
Yeah, that's it now, that big league. All right, Wyatt, we appreciate it. Thanks for hopping on with us.
You got it, fellas. Great talking to you.
There goes Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Always a pleasure. Always looking forward to it. Looking forward to that game against Oklahoma State. Let's see if they can get something going. Look, they got the talent. We know it. Maybe they're figuring some stuff out. They've played some good basketball. Win, lose, or draw here over the last couple of weeks. That's what we've wanted to see. Let's, real quick, Tommy, because we'll be talking so much football today, go through the rest of our college basketball here. And we may dig into this more, but we certainly will later in the week. The big one, KU, double overtime. Boy, they had their chances against Houston. Couldn't get it done. That's a bummer, 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 bummer loss for the Jayhawks, because they, not so much because they lost to Houston, which sucks. But that they felt like they had that one.
They had the game.
They had that game. And that stings a lot. Now you're sitting at a point in the standings where you're looking up at them What are they, fourth, fifth in the Big 12 right now?
Yeah.
Like, that's tough.
Yeah. They had that game, I mean, you know, leading by six with the ball with 30 seconds to go in overtime. Like, they had that game and, you know, just some lapses in focus, I think, and execution. I mean, something as simple as inbounding the basketball to basically ice the game away and just unable to execute. That's unlike teams that we've seen Bill Self coach, and I know that he lamented that in the post game, that, you know, he felt like you know, those are kind of no-brainer plays where you just got to get the ball in, and then, you know, Houston's got a foul and then you can ice the game, and the Jayhawks just weren't able to do that. You know, they had led at various points throughout regulation, looked really good in stretches, and I thought, man, this is going to be an opportunity, I think, for Kansas, at least at home, to be able to knock down a really, really good Houston team. And Houston is perennially good. And unfortunately, they just weren't able to execute in the biggest moments. And, you know, that's what it was for Houston. They were able to go into Allen and steal one.
The KU just, like, at the base here. Houston's really good.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, really good. I think KU fans, I know you don't want to hear this, take solace in the fact that if you look back, you feel like you should have beat them. Because I do think that's important, as KU's going to have to grind it out the rest of the way. Just keep that in mind, right? They'll get, you know, UCF, Baylor, two games they should probably win. They get a chance for revenge against Iowa State. Then K-State, you got to go on the road. And I know what we were just talking about, the Wildcats, feel good about your chances there. They got Colorado and Utah and BYU. They got Colorado twice and Oklahoma State. Like, they have a really tough stretch to end it with Tech, Houston, Arizona. But if you look at the totality, Tommy, of the rest of their schedule, it looks pretty good, right? Like, it looks, they must not lose any of these games they shouldn't be in, you know, that they shouldn't, essentially. Like, can they afford, you know, another loss to Houston and Iowa State, maybe? Everything else, they got to kind of go get it. Like, you can't lose another one at home. And you know, if you've got two losses the rest of the way in the Big 12, they're going to be okay. But that one stings, because that could have been one that you look back on when the dust is settling and things are trying to be sorted out, as like this really critical win for KU, because they had it.
I mean, even when the committee is figuring out seeding and all of that, I mean, you know, that's going to be one that you can definitely look at and be like, okay, like, that could be the difference between, I'm just throwing it out there, a 2 seed and a 3 seed, right?
Could be the difference in playing in Wichita, Tommy.
Here we go. Here we go.
Because it's all, like, it's my driving. We got to have it. We got to have it. It's too important to the city. Come on, KU. It's too important to the city. Got to make sure you get here. I don't care what seed it is. Just got to get here real quick. Shockers go to Tulsa and lose. I don't even know what to say, Tommy. You know, if I told you the Shockers lost, and what would you say you predict the other team shot the three? Well, or not? Because Tulsa shot 62% from three in the game. I don't know what to say.
I mean, is there much more to say? I mean, it goes back to, like, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. You know, Shockers play, like, you and I texted a little bit about it, but I don't think either one of us were walked in, right? Like, it was Commanders Eagles in that moment, and that's sad. That's sad. Tulsa is not a good team. And this is something that, you know, the Shockers, they beat teams that they're more, or they lose to teams that they're more talented than. And this was another example of that on the road.
Tulsa going in the worst, and still coming out the worst team in the American.
Yep.
They're two games ahead of the Shockers in the standings right now. Two games. So that's a tough loss for Wichita State. We'll come back. We'll get back to football when we return. Don't go away. It's Albrecht and Castor. More Sports Daily coming your way.